On Saturday, busloads of girls were at UB working out and meeting female athletes from the university as part of an effort to show girls they can be athletic and that interest in sports will serve them for the rest of their lives. But this wasn't a program from the school system, but one run by the United Way with cash from the Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Foundation. United Way President CEO Mike Weiner says it's part of a pattern of work by many agencies.
At a school time programming, we invest over $1.2 million in after-school programming that is targeting kids like those that live in the inner city, but not just the inner city, because that's a supplemental service that keeps kids safe, helps them thrive, keeps them out of trouble, because the data says between 3 and 6 in the evening, kids are most likely to get in trouble when they're out of school. These are the kinds of programs that we're supporting.
That 3 to 6 period is often cited as a problem time because many students are latchkey kids going to empty homes because parents are still at work and there is no supervision. Weiner says the United Way works with Catholic Charities and Say Yes to make sure there's no overlap of help and limited money can be spread as widely as possible. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.